And now the Goldbergs. At last, Sylvia Allison has been exposed in all her cupidity, ambition, and selfishness. Her marriage to Sammy has been canceled, and nothing is left but for Sammy and his folks to leave. Sammy wants Sylvia to understand why he can't marry her, and all Sylvia could understand was that her life was useless and worthless without him. In a burst of hysteria, Sylvia drove the car in which she and Sammy had been riding over an embankment. Molly still waits for Sammy to return from the ride, and Molly still is thinking of things that no longer count. Listen.
Rosalie, see what Papa's doing?
He's inside talking to Mr. Allison.
Talking and talking and talking. What good is all the talking for?
Mama, darling, if you're nervous, let's go out in the air and walk a while. Sammy called you. He said he'd be home soon.
Soon. It's no longer soon, Rosalie. Soon. And since when Sammy called us, it's not soon. Caribou?
Here's some handkerchiefs I washed and ironed for you. And here's two of Sammy's shirts.
Oh, thank you very much, Caribou. I'll put them in the valise.
The valises are in the car, Ma.
No.
And Papa has the keys.
And Papa has the keys to the valise?
Uh-huh.
You close the valise with the keys?
Uh-huh.
Well, then put them down when Sammy will come, so I don't want to disturb Papa now. Talking. I don't want no more talking now.
I'll take the phone.
Put the shirts over here and family will come, so we'll put them in.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Allison's residence?
Yes.
Well, there's been an automobile accident.
What's that?
I say his daughter and a young man have been in an automobile accident. They've been taken to Oak Hospital. You better get right over.
Is that for you, Lady Faraday?
No, it's for Mr. Allison.
Oh, Mr. Allison, he'll come in and we'll have all this talk all over again.
All right,
let's go out.
All right, there's my sweater. Excuse me, Caribou. We're going to stroll up and down a little bit. Let's have a look for this one. Maybe I'll see Sammy. Come now. Hello. 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 I know this is Hardwood Inn. I know it.
Miss Allison, I'd like to see you for a moment.
Just a minute, Jake. I'll be right
here.
All right. Close
the door, Mr. Allison. Mr. Allison, I know from the beginning what the end would be. I know it.
Caribou, please. Stop crying. Stop crying and tell me what happened. Who called?
You got to go to Live Oak. That's what happened.
What happened? Caribou.
The car. They in the hospital. The Sylvia and Sammy, they in the hospital.
Hospital? In the hospital? Sylvia? Why didn't you call me to the phone?
I don't know. My head just left me. What you going to do, Mr. Allison? How you going to tell that poor mother?
Where is Mrs. Goldberg?
She just stepped out. She's waiting for Sammy to come back.
Look, I don't want her to know yet. Get me to Live Oak Hospital on the phone, Carol.
Yes, sir. You can get that quicker, though, than you can telephone.
Give me the call, please. Hurry.
Yes, sir. Hello. I want the Live Oak Hospital.
Hey, come in a minute, please.
Yes, please, the Live Oak Hospital. Yes, in a hurry.
What is it, Allison?
Jake.
They'll get him and call back.
All right. Get Mr. Goldberg's hat, Caribou, and mine, too. Go ahead.
What is it, Allison?
I don't know yet. There's been an accident.
Sammy?
And Sylvia, Jake.
What are we standing? Well, Mrs. Goldberg, I don't want her to know yet. Where is she?
I see that she don't get to know.
What are we standing?
I put in a call for the hospital.
What do I want calls for? What do I want calls for?
But...
Ma?
Yeah? Where's Mama?
Oh, she walked down towards the store. She thinks maybe Sammy and Sylvia are
there. You stay here, Rosalie, until you hear from me.
Why, Pa? I mean...
Your Papa got some place to go.
What happened, Pa?
See, that mummy's all right, that's all.
Papa, darling, what happened?
Rosie.
Papa, darling, it's Sammy, I know it is. Papa,
wait,
darling,
wait
please.
Till you hear from me, Rosie.
Let me go with you, Pa, please.
Rosie, please.
Papa, darling.
Do what I ask you to do. Hello.
Yes.
Come here. Look after her.
Yes. Now, Rosie, don't do that. That's just making it harder for all of us. Now, where's your face, John? Where's your face?
Why did I know this was going to happen? I knew it.
Sit where you are, child.
Hello?
Are you calling the live oak hospital?
I did, but I won't want it now.
What is it, Carrie?
You want me to get it for you later?
Maybe later. They want to know if I want the hospital.
Why didn't you let me talk to them, Carabel?
I couldn't stand to know any more than I know now.
But I want to know. Here comes my mother, Carabel. She's coming in.
Go on up.
Don't tell her anything, Carabel, please.
If I look like you, she's going to know something's wrong.
Don't tell her anything, Carabel, please.
Not anything. Carabel, please. Carabel? She said she's going upstairs for something.
Oh, upstairs? Carabel, could I trouble you, please, for a glass of water?
It ain't no trouble.
Please, if you don't mind. Oh. Carabel, if Mr. Goldberg and Mr. Allison are still inside talking, then I would like
you
to...
You like acting, you all?
No, dear. Just plain water, Carabel, thank you. Oh. Go on. Oh. And over. So warm. Well, it's so warm in January as it is in May, Carabel.
I'm the lemonade.
Lemonade? No, thank you. That's fine. Just the plain water. That's very nice. Oh, I always like plain water. Just plain water. Oh, why does water always taste so good? Delicious water. When I first came, I couldn't get used to the water because I was used to the country water. Now I'm used to ready for the south water. Oh, well, Carabel, we made a lot of trouble for you, huh, dear? Well, you'll be away soon. And then you wouldn't have so much work.
Well, I don't mind the work. I could take all the work if we'd only let the trouble pass by.
That's right, Carabel. A person needs work. That's right. I do my own work when I'm home. I love it. I have to get a new vacuum cleaner. You have a vacuum cleaner, Carabel?
Mm-hmm, I missed a broom.
I always have a broom. Always. Just in case. Mr. Goldberg don't like to see me scrub my floor. I don't know, I don't like a mop. Can't get in the corners with a mop. You mop and you mop and you mop and you mop and it's not clean. Not clean, that's why I like to scrub. Everything is a habit, maybe. Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
What we're doing upstairs?
Nothing.
Papa, Miss Allison, inside talk. Is Allison inside talking yet?
No, they went for a walk. Didn't Carabel tell you?
No. Carabel didn't know that they went for a walk.
No, I didn't know.
No, Carabel didn't know. Why is time so slow when you're waiting for something? Oh, mine, I put the glass on the table. Did I make a mark? Do you know a good way to take rings off a table? Somebody told me once, you take ashes from a cigar or a cigarette and you rub it over and you rub it and you rub it and then the mark comes out. Rosalie, what am I talking, Rosalie? What am I sitting and talking when I'm so worried, Rosalie?
Oh, please.
The telephone. I'll take it.
No, I don't want you to go near that phone, Miss Goldberg.
Why not, Carabel? Take it, Mom, please.
Why must Carabel take it?
Because if it's the hospital, I don't want you to know.
A flash of fear as bright as sunlight touches Molly's face. The hours of waiting and thinking are suddenly complete in the knowledge that something has happened to Sammy and Sylvia. But what, and how badly is he hurt?